Hello and welcome to the broadcast for Sunday the 21st of February 21. A lot of twos and ones in today's date. I hope you're keeping well and you're enjoying having had some time off of schoolwork, and I hope you've had some fun. I know it's stopped snowing, so we've had some warmer weather and some nice sunshines, especially yesterday on Saturday. I even went for a lovely long walk. This is for the children in the way, in Ignite, who are from reception to year six. Okay, before we do anything else, let's see whether you can guess which country I'm thinking of today. Right, this country for 5 points is, you can find it in the North Atlantic Ocean. Does that help you? For 4 points, it is the third largest island in Europe. For 3 points, its flag is green, white, and orange. Does that help at all? For 2 points, they are no snakes. On this island, there are no snakes that live naturally on this island. And for 1 point, its largest city is called Dublin. Does that help? Have you guessed which island I'm thinking of? It's the island called Ireland. So I hope you sort of were able to guess that, maybe. In Ireland, they use the euro for their money, and Ireland is divided into Northern Ireland, whose capital is Belfast, and Ireland, whose capital is Dublin. That was good fun finding out some things about that. Okay, so today we're going to be looking at the second to last, our penultimate parable. The second to last of anything is called penultimate. Parable, and it's parable number 45, and it's found in Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14. So I will just read it out to you so that you know which one we're talking about. It's going to sound a bit familiar because it's very similar to a different parable that we did a few weeks ago, which was found in the book of Luke. Okay, so this parable, this is Jesus talking again, and it's another kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God parable. So Jesus says again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man going on a journey who calls his servants and entrusts his property to them. To one he gives 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. The master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. The master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money in on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would receive it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Okay, so a few things to learn from this parable. As I said, it's very similar to another parable. Can you think about what are five good things about yourself? Five things that you do well, or five things that you're very good at? Five things that are like your skills or your talents, or things that you can do very well. Sometimes it's hard for us to think of five because we're not very good at talking about ourselves or saying that I am good at doing one thing or the other. I love knitting. I'm very good at knitting. And when I'm knitting, I don't always think I'm being very artistic. But I know that by knitting, it has helped me to improve my drawing. And now I feel like I can draw a lot better than what I used to. So in this parable, we find that there are these people and they have these things called talents. These, we could think of them as things that they are good at doing. But remember that the master gave these people, it said, talents of money. So this was actually money. And if we tried to put it in today's money, it is a lot of money. He gave them a lot of money. And I remember saying this again about the other parable, the one that we did from Luke chapter 19. It talks about them getting a lot of money and they were supposed to do something with that money. The master did not give it to them as a trick and try to trick them out and try to make them do the wrong thing. They knew what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to make profit with this money. Because even the lazy servant who doesn't do anything with it, when the master comes back, he tries to give a really bad excuse and a really poor excuse. And he says, I knew what you were like, but I still didn't do the right thing, even though I knew what you were like. And that is a very, very poor excuse for why he did not do the right thing. So the servants knew what they were supposed to do with the talents they had been given with the money. But we could think about what skills and abilities and things that God has given us that we are good at. Maybe we're good at making friends, or we're good at talking to people, or we're good at making people feel loved and feel calm. There are different things that we could be good at. So this is like God has given us all gifts. God has given us all things that we can do to use. And we should use those to profit God so that God gets something out of it. And what would that look like? If, like I say, that I am good at knitting and I have used my skills of knitting to gain more skills to do other things that I'm good at, like drawing. Some people are good at talking in public. Well, you can develop that skill and you can give speeches and you can talk to people to pass on information to them. So you can use that skill in that way. Or if you're good at talking, you could be good at making friends. You can use your talking skills to make friends or to make people feel better. So we are supposed to work with what God has given us. We're not supposed to be lazy and hold on to it for ourselves. And the reward that we will get. Because we have to think that, are these servants all Christian people that are being given instructions by God? Because if they are, it is like you are receiving this message as an instruction about what you can do to make a profit for God. So what you do with that information is your responsibility, and that is what God will ask you about. That when you had the information and you knew what to do, did you do it? Did you actually go out there to try and put this into practice? Was it something, did you do something with it, or did you hide it and not do anything with it like the lazy servant did? And you will be asked to talk about that before God. That's what God is going to be asking you about. That did you use the talents and the skills and the gifts that I gave you? Did you use those to help other people? But if we think about it in terms of our time or our money, we can still do something with that. How do we use our time, even this time when we're in lockdown? Are we using it to try and improve ourselves and try to help other people improve their lives? We can still do something with what God has given us. We shouldn't just sit on it and expect that nothing will happen. And what does, if we do that, what does the profit for God look like? Right, so the things that God has asked us to do as Christians is that he has asked us to save people that are lost, to talk to people about him and to help them to know that God loves them and that God is doing things to help them, even during this pandemic and the time when we're all not meeting up and we're all not going to school or to work or anywhere else. But even during this time, that God is still with people. God still loves people, and he has a plan for their lives, and he has a plan of how he wants them to know him and to know that he is trying to help them. So we are supposed to talk to people about that. That will bring profit to God, because more people will become Christians and follow God. Then the second thing that we can do, God asks us that we should live in a certain way. He doesn't want us to just live as if we don't care. We should live in a way that shows that we know God loves us. So we shouldn't be frightened. We shouldn't be scared of our future. We should be brave. Sometimes we have to be brave as Christians and do things, even though we might be afraid. But we still have to do it, knowing that God is going to do something to help us. God tells us that he wants us to obey his commandments. He wants us to do good things and be nice and kind to other people and not just do things for our own benefit, but to think about other people as well. So the Ten Commandments that we've talked about before, we need to obey those. And Jesus tells us that we need to love, you know, that the most important commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So we are supposed to show other people the love that God has shown us. That is another way that we can show God profit, get God profit, by using the fruit of the Spirit, by showing love and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and patience. All of those things is showing God's profit and showing other people how to live in a certain way that God asks us to do. And also to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love our neighbors and put other people before what we want to do. And when we have been able to do all of these things, we must give glory to God. That means telling other people that, no, it wasn't me that did it. I might have done it, but I only did it because God helped me. That God worked through me to show you love. God worked through me to help you, give you something, or whatever good thing you've been able to do. You must always realize that you were only able to do it because God gives you the power to be able to do it. So it's not about the amount of talent that gives you that God gives you, but it's the how you use that talent to get God profit and to show other people the love that God has for each and every one of the people that God has made. So we are supposed to work to God, to give God profit, and we're not supposed to be lazy. And we bring that God profit, he rewards us, he gives us a reward. In the story that we read in the parable, the first reward that the servants that worked for the money and got profit, what they received was good words from God, from the master. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. And then the second reward, he said, because you have done this, I'm going to give you greater responsibility and I'm going to give you more things because you have done this. And the third reward was, he said, come in to your master's, come and feast with your master, which is the same as living in heaven. So he says, come and, where is it? I'm just looking for where I've written, where I read it. And he says, come and share your master's happiness. So that, because this parable is talking about the kingdom of God, it is showing us how to get into heaven. If we do those things, if we are not lazy, and we use the talents and gifts that God has given us to show love to other people and to bring more people into the kingdom of God and giving glory to God all the time and to live in the way that God has asked us to do by obeying the commandments, then we will be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. So this parable, as I said before, it is there are some differences with the one that we find in Luke. In Luke, there were 10 servants and not 3. In Luke, there was a man, a master, who was going off to receive a kingdom, but that was not the case in the story that we've just read. And in Luke, it just says that the servants were given the same amount of coins, but in Matthew, they're given the coins according to their abilities. And that sounds more like God, because God would never ask you to do something that is too hard for you. He won't ask you to do something that you cannot do, and he doesn't ask you to do something that he has not given you the equipment and the resources and the things that you need to be able to do it. So you need to make sure that when God asks you to do something, then you do it. Because even though you might not feel like he's giving you the things to do it, really he has. And sometimes we have to dig deep in ourselves to get out the talents and the skills that God has put in there. Because sometimes he'll ask us to do something and we are not sure whether he's going to be, whether we're going to be able to do it. But when God calls us to do something, it's because he knows that we can do it. And he knows that he knows what's inside of us. So he knows that if we try really, really hard and we rely on him, then he will give us the strength to be able to do it. So we need to trust in him more. And the only way that we can know about what we can do and what we can't do is to listen to God and to spend time talking to God and talking to Jesus and asking them for their help and asking them to tell us some of these things and to give us the strength and also to build our faith so that we do, so that we are strong and we have all the abilities that we need at the right time. So I know it's really short today, but we were just looking at one parable and really there's not a lot more that we can talk about with regards to it. So that is the lesson for today. Remember that we have next week, and then the first week in March, we're going to have a big quiz about all of the parables that we have been learning about over the last few months, really. We started these before Christmas. So do take care, and do get in touch with the office if there's anything that you need that we can possibly help with. God bless. Take care. Bye.